Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Remember that moment after Richard Nixon left office in disgrace? Infamous words in an interview with David Frost. Nixon there was referring to a crackdown plan against his domestic political opponents. But let's move on to the modern day now. Throughout the course of his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump has said that if he won, he would not blend his business and political interests, pledging to turn over management of his Trump Organization to his children. But again and again over the last 2 weeks, reports have emerged that Trump and his family continue to mix the presidential transition with business. Indian business partners met with the president-elect in the past week. They're in on some Trump condo buildings together. Trump's hotel in Washington is courting foreign diplomats to stay and spend there when they're in D.C. on official business. There's Trump's ongoing fight over wind farms that he doesn't want messing up the views near his golf courses in Scotland. The list goes on and on. On Tuesday, in his meeting with the New York Times, Trump was asked about his business interest in countries all over the world. And he said, "The law is totally on my side. The president can't have a conflict of interest." That sounds familiar.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Kenneth Gross is a partner at Skadden, Arps, Slate, Marr & Flom, an international law firm that advises corporations and elected officials on ethics law. Kenneth, welcome to The Takeaway.
Yeah, Todd.
That meeting with the New York Times yielded some news on Donald Trump and growing questions of his conflicts of interest. Now, that statement that he made, I think there are two parts that are critical. He says the law is on my side. And would you agree that most of the ethics regulations that apply to people in the federal government, except some clear prohibitions in the Constitution, say that indeed the law doesn't apply to the president when it comes to conflict of interest?
That's largely correct.
So the law is on his side, but then Trump goes on to say the president can't have a conflict of interest. And this is problematic because that doesn't mean if there's no law that stops you from doing it, it doesn't mean there's no conflict of interest. It just means that you can't be punished for it.
That was not a good way to put it. It sounds a lot like, because I'm the president, I can't do wrong. And of course, we learned that's very much not the case. So he needs, obviously, not only to follow the letter of the law, which in a sense is sort of saying I'm not going to do anything because the law doesn't prescribe that he do anything regarding these domestic conflicts. He needs to take a very hard look at this situation. Running a business and asking your lawyer whether you can take a tax deduction or whether you can get a building built without a permit is a business situation. Running the government in Washington, D.C., and I've seen this over my career, is a very different skill set. And if you're going to go with the letter of the law on issues like ethics, it's not going to go well.
Doesn't he risk operating under constant suspicion? Every move in a foreign country is now subject to journalism or whatever about how his own personal interests may be affecting any deal he makes. That lowers his own political capital.
Absolutely. A very good point. And the criticism of him may well be unfair. He may be doing something perfectly in the interest of the American people, of foreign policy, taking a harsh position with a foreign government or perhaps an easy one. And they're going to say, oh, no, that's about that golf course or building he's trying to build in that country with a corporation that may be controlled or owned or somehow an arm of the government. And it's going to be a constant thorn in his side unless he takes definitive steps to deal with the separation of business and governing.
The Emoluments Clause of the Constitution specifically prevents a president from receiving any payments from a foreign government, king or prince. It says king or prince, interestingly. Does Donald Trump risk violating the Emoluments Clause?
Yes, the Emoluments Clause is a real thing. It's in the Constitution, but it is alive and well. It is interpreted by the Department of Justice regularly as it applies to presidents and other people in the administration, and it does apply to the president. He's got business dealings in foreign countries, some of them very unfriendly to the U.S., where these businesses are controlled or perhaps owned by foreign governments. Those are factual questions as to whether the clause applies, but it is something that he needs to deal with, and that's why I would draw the attention, if I were him, to his international holdings first.
And in short, Kenneth Gross, would you urge him to liquidate those holdings now?
That's a tougher issue, and I'm not ready to go there quite because it's much easier said than done. His holdings are largely illiquid. They're real estate, golf courses, but certainly internationally, I would look towards liquidation.
Complicated financial holdings of Donald Trump as he takes the presidency. Kenneth Gross, a partner at Skadden, Arp, Slate, Marr, and Flom, international law firm and ethics lawyers. Thank you so much, sir.
Sure.